here's a story from The World.
The 16th Summer Paralympics are coming to an end this weekend. The Games have been a reminder of the power of sports, especially in Uganda, where there's been more of an effort to boost participation in sports among people with physical disabilities. The World's Halima Gikandi brings us a story from Uganda's capital, Kampala.
During last week's 1500-meter finale, Paralympians from around the world made their final sprint to the finish line.
David Among in third place is doing his best to keep up there. The man from Uganda.
David Among ended up winning a bronze, his second Paralympic medal. It was Uganda's second medal, too. Mpindi Bumali is the president of Uganda's Paralympic Committee. He's in Tokyo now and tells me that David Among has made a big impact on para sports in the country since 2016.
So that was the first time Uganda got its first Paralympic medal. So that opened up the eyes of government, the eyes of the public, and also the perception started changing.
The perception about physical disability in Uganda, he means. Bumali tells me the Ugandan government is starting to see that disabled athletes are worth investing in. This year, they sponsored four Paralympians to go to Tokyo. But Bumali says he wants to see more.
Do you find that the government can, say, fund 200 able-bodied athletes? And then it found like at most 10.
5 to 10 disabled athletes at most. Bumali says that type of sports discrimination starts very early.
So initially, a person with disability or children with disability were left out. But we managed to lobby them. We managed to tell them that, look, here it is the right of these children to also to participate in physical education.
Disability activists in Uganda have been pushing for more access to sports for adults, too. Apollo Mukasa directs the Uganda National Action on Physical Disability. The organization runs sports programs for disabled adults around Uganda.
We began with a few like sitting volleyball, pitch soccer, and then wheelchair basketball and boccia.
Bocce, that's the Italian ball sport that is much harder to play than it looks. Mukasa says sports can be confidence boosters for disabled Ugandans. He knows that firsthand and has dabbled in wheelchair volleyball. Mukasa says playing sports changes the way people see you.
In the long run, they start respecting you. You began getting more friends, coming to your home, which couldn't be the case before they could see you playing a game. So it's another attitude changer.
He says this is important because there are still a lot of cultural stigmas about people with disabilities.
In Uganda, when you go down there in the rural areas, deep there in the communities, when you find a family with a disabled person, they call it a caste family.
Mukasa says Ugandan para-athletes like runner David Among and the 14-year-old swimmer Husna Kukundakwe are making a difference and inspiring the next generation. The Support Disabled Children GABA organization in Kampala has been around since 2015. It's helping more than 40 young people with various physical disabilities. Alvin Waswa has cerebral palsy. He and his friends put on a boccia demonstration for me. Director Betty Nankabira interprets for him.
And he said that maybe if he can get sponsors and they sponsor them, they also go to Olympic.
She says they're really just getting started. Disabled athletes in Uganda still need a lot more support. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi, Kampala. From PRX.